The rookie fell into step beside me and took the passenger seat with nary a word. We were driving out of the lot seconds later.
I would have gone,
the rookie said, trying to explain why his way would have been faster. I ignored him and the construction that caused me to go this way in the first place, and kept driving the way I knew was necessary.
Oh, look at that. They have that road closed down.
The rookie snorted.
This would have been the faster way.
I took a left onto the feeder road and prayed for patience. A horn honked when I picked up speed and merged over before there was a clear opening. The woman I cut off changed lanes, then passed me with her middle finger up high in the air. I ignored it. I deserved it, too.
Can you pull people over for flipping you off?
The new recruit in the seat next to me asked. I glanced over at him, momentarily forgetting about the gorgeous brunette with the delicate middle finger, and said, I don't know. Can you?
Sure,
he guessed. I shook my head.
No, you can't just pull them over because they're flipping you off. Unit 193,
the dispatcher came on the mic.
86, the previous call. Child was found.
I breathed a sigh of relief. That was one thing I wouldn't have to worry about today. I hated missing children cases.
Well, I mean,
the rookie started, but I was already shaking my head. She's allowed to flip me off. I did cut her off. I'd needed to cut her off, or I would have hit the person in front of me when they slammed on their brakes for a fucking paper bag flying in the air. The woman was definitely driving defensively, too. In her little 99 brown Toyota Corolla with ski racks, she had more dings and dents in it than a discarded soda can. It also looked vaguely familiar. She switched lanes, and that's when I saw the large scrape down the side, indicating an accident that had happened only today. The car from the hospital.
So I sucked at driving. That was a fault. But I got myself from point A to point B fairly easily. Could it be smoother? Sure. Could I drive on 635 or I-30 a bit more cautiously? Obviously. That didn't change the fact that I didn't and wouldn't. You have to drive defensively in Dallas, or you would get your head ripped off. So, I'd adapted. Can you unwrap my nutrageous for me? I asked as I pulled onto the feeder road that would lead me to the bane of my existence, I-35. It never failed. Every time I got on that stupid road, the damn thing was backed up. Today was no different. The moment I merged on, I groaned. The only things I could see for miles in the distance were brake lights. Why do you hate this road so much? She asked as she unwrapped my nutrageous halfway and handed it to me. I took a big bite, very aware of the chocolate that had just fallen into my lap from the candy bar, and hit my brakes hard when a man in a white SUV swooped into my lane. Flipping him off, I moved to the fast lane and kept my finger high as I kept moving past him. That's when I noticed the DPD sticker on the side door. Whoops. You're nuts, Keita sighed. You'll be lucky if he doesn't pull you over. He won't, I said. Freedom of speech and all that jazz. Oh, whatever, she laughed as I continued to maneuver through traffic. Are you excited? I all but bounced in my seat as I took the exit for the stadium. I'm ecstatic. 15 minutes later, we were showing our tickets at the door. When we got inside, a helpful woman showed us to our seats. VIP tickets were the freaking best. And we waited.